Hi there, listeners of Accents, a podcast of literature, arts and culture. I'm your host, Katerina Stoykova, and I have the pleasure of serving as the director of the Kentucky Book Festival, a program of Kentucky Humanities. The next installment of KBF will take place on November 2nd at Joseph Beth Booksellers from 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Today's episode features a friend and a supporter of the festival, Jeffrey Humble, sales manager over the state of Kentucky at WellCare, one of the sponsors of this year's festival. Hi, Jeffrey, and welcome to Accents.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
I'm very excited to talk to you, and let me start by asking you to share with us one thing we likely know about WellCare and one thing we likely don't know.
Well, the one thing you likely know about WellCare is that the time of year where everything starts to turn orange and yellow and the leaves are beautiful and we have those pumpkin spice lattes, that's when your TV and your radio is just absolutely full of Medicare ads. So WellCare being your Medicare provider here in the state of Kentucky, we would love to give you a shot and see if we're a good fit for your Medicare needs. And one thing you don't know about us is I have 10 different employees in just about every area of the state that can help you. And if we don't have someone in your area, then they can definitely drive to you and meet you at your kitchen table or at a coffee, local coffee shop.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
What are your organization's goals this year?
Well, this year we want to, there are so many changes with Medicare this year that we really want to focus on helping seniors. And if it comes down to us just providing an educational piece where we can sit down and meet with a senior, and you know, it's okay if we're not the right fit for them, but we will know that they will go on something that will benefit them. At the end of the day, I teach my team and my employees to do what's right for the senior, because that's our best way to make sales and to build those relationships in our communities. But at the end of the day, they know that we're taking care of our families, our friends, and our Kentuckians, and that's what means the most, especially our senior population and the dual populations we serve. We want to make sure that we do what's right for them at the end of the day.
Did you say dual population?
Yes, that's one of those terms that I have to remember that I need to explain that. Dual population is basically someone that is on Medicaid and Medicare, and they just have some extra things that they need to help them out with their policies. And that's what our policies do. And without mentioning that and going into any type of compliance with Medicare, you can definitely reach out to wellcare.com and we can get you a local agent out there.
You know, it seems to me that it's a maze trying to find help and to learn your options. So it's really comforting to hear that there are agents who are ready to help and who would sit down with you and would explain what's best for you.
Most definitely. I like to think of it as it's my mom or my grandmother or my family member sitting across the table, and that's honestly what I teach my agents to do. They know that we've got to have that love and comforting because it is a maze. That's why we call it the Medicare maze. So we will help you navigate that maze, and at the end of the day, we're going to make a friend. And we may have a conversation about the weather or what's going on in the world or the UK basketball game, but we're going to make sure it's a really good meeting because we're trying to build those relationships in the area.
What would you like the future of your organization to look like?
Well, just like any other sales organization, I want us to have lots and lots of sales. But at the end of the day, like I said, I want us to make sure that every Kentuckian is covered. It is so crucial for our senior population to have the right coverage and to have the right things that will fit their healthcare needs. No one senior is alike, so it's not one of those things that we can compare apples to oranges or you know, oranges to bananas, whatever you want to say there. Every senior's need is different. So that's why we take the approach to sit down with them, sit across from the kitchen table or at a local coffee shop, and we want to make sure we get them covered. And like I said before, you know, we're not right for every single senior. Sometimes they may want to go to a competitor, and that's okay because they still have other people that we can help, and we want to make sure we're doing the right thing at the end of the day.
What motivated you to support the Kentucky Book Festival?
I've always loved what you guys do here at the Kentucky Book Festival. You know, I kind of reflect back to some of my younger years. My aunt was a librarian in Hazard, Kentucky. My mom was a teacher. My grandma was a very prolific poet and writer as well. And so between all the educators in my family and the librarians in my family, it was just a great fit. I've always had a book in my hand. I've always loved the art of just reading, because reading really is an art. It's a great appreciation. And I love libraries. You know, I've traveled all over the world, and I always try to either go into a library or a museum, because that's some of the coolest places you can visit. So it was a natural progression for us to see what you guys were doing here. And we attended the literary luncheon last year with Silas and some more of your amazing guests, and we just fell in love. It's a great organization. We love what you do, and we definitely wanted to support that.
Do you have a favorite genre or author or a book?
Here lately, yeah, I've been getting to a lot of appreciating some of our great Kentucky authors. You know, as humble as Silas is, I would definitely say that Silas is definitely one of my favorite artists, or authors rather. I think he doesn't realize, because he is so humble about it, that he's really telling a story. And storytelling, if you're from Appalachia, or even if you're not from Appalachia, you know that storytelling is a huge part of our culture here. And so anytime I read his books, you're just ingrained in his characters, because you have these themes that are throughout his books about acceptance and family and just life in general, and the culture that we bring. So most definitely his books. I think I have every single book, because it's absolutely phenomenal. And if I'm ever looking for a book to gift out to someone, that's the book. Those are some of the books that I give out. Another great author that's been really great is Frank X. Walker. Love his children's book, A is for Appalachia. And I hope I'm saying that correctly, because I feel like I always slaughter that word.
Yes, you are.
Okay,
yes,
good. But his book is another one of those great books that I love to gift out. So, you know, I may be biased, but I think Kentucky encompasses some of the greatest parts of Appalachia, if not the greatest part. I feel like we've done everything here, and people need to really focus on Kentucky authors. And that's, honestly, when I go to Joseph Beth, it's hard for me to leave without buying two or three books. Or if I go to, you know, that famous bookstore, can't think of the name of it, in Frankfurt, when I go there, I leave with two or three books.
Poor Richards.
Yes, that is it. That is it. That is another great bookstore that I've been going to. My early days of Kentucky Junior Historical Society in downtown Frankfurt, we always made a stop at a restaurant that's no longer there, but we always went to that bookstore. It's a phenomenal bookstore. And like I said, I can really thank my mom as a teacher, and my aunt as a librarian, and my grandma as an educator as well, just giving me that appreciation for books. It's been a lifelong journey of learning, and just I feel like it's really made me who I am today. So I'm super proud of that.
Jeffrey, thank you for coming to Accents, and I'll see you at the festival November 2nd, 9:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Joseph Beth.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.